A new option for treatment could be on the way for your hospital stay. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Khalil Ramadi, assistant professor of bioengineering at NYU Abu Dhabi, discusses.
If you walk into a hospital today, chances are you will likely walk out with medications or after a procedure like surgery. These two toolkits are the workhorses of medicine. My lab seeks to develop a third toolkit that is less invasive than surgery and with fewer side effects than medicines. We develop electronic pills for neuromodulation. For many years, neuromodulation has been used to treat disorders of the nervous system. The nervous system is a complex set of circuits, and disorders usually occur because one node in these circuits is malfunctioning. Neuromodulation techniques involved poking wires into heads and limbs and zapping with magnetic or electrical pulses. This approach was much like trying to fix a pipe leak by renovating the entire building. A new therapy we are developing could treat neurologic disorders with an electronic pill. These pills contain microdevices that deliver bio-nudges, or little bursts of electrical stimuli, to the gut. The gut has the second largest number of neurons after our brain. Our electronic pills can be designed to reside in the gut for days to weeks, delivering bio-nudges to neurons. By stimulating various points with bio-nudges of different shape and strength, we can control appetite, influence digestion, regulate hormones, and potentially even control emotions. Picture a pill that does not have drugs or chemicals in it. Instead, there are electronics and microdevices that deliver bursts of energy. It can treat Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, diabetes or obesity without any chronic drugs and completely non-invasively. No side effects, no drill, no surgery, no hospital stay. Our goal is to change medicine as we know it.
That was Khalil Ramadi of NYU Abu Dhabi. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.